Okay. And given a yard site share, you always have to ask, you know, what think what you're talk about. Often, I'm sharing memory of Rebbe, you say over condition for the Rebbe. Shalmi, Dovev Siv Se Sharim, Siv Sosov Dovev Kever. But the past few years, I've always said over things that I didn't hear directly from Lichtenstein, for two reasons. Firstly, I think that Lichtenstein very much wanted us to be Mechadish. He would say that you don't learn in yeshiva. You learn how to learn in yeshiva, and then your whole life you learn. And he wanted us not just to say over his Kedushin, but to be Mechadish on our own. And secondly, I think more importantly, he had such an indelible impact on his Talmidim that everything I say is really a function of his thought process. He taught us, he trained us how to think. And so you have the Makar, you have the Hekef, the Ofi, and once you have that template, so every Chiddush I say, on some level, is his Chiddush. So the Dvarim should be a little nishma. So I want to discuss this mitzvah of standing in front of Talmud Chacham. If they say v'takum, the Makar, last week's parsha here in Eretz Yisrael, if they say v'takum, I'd like to zaken, a mitzvah to stand. Gemara says kedushin nefalam beis. What does a zaken mean? Rav Yosef Lili Omer in zaken ela misha kana chokma shneimar Hashem kanani reishis darko. So zaken is abbreviation zeshakana chokma. So the mitzvah to stand in front of a talmud chokma. So yesh lachkor. What's the nature of the chiyuv to stand in front of a talmud chokma? What are you telling me? Why do you have a chiyuv to stand in front of the Talmud Chacham? Pardon? Kavanah Torah. So who are you standing for?
Hashem,
the Torah. Really, you're not mechaber Talmud Chacham as Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham studied Torah, so he has the Torah. Hashem's Torah. So maybe it's really a din of Kavanah Torah. We have a concept of Kavanah Torah. Now you speak about it, we should make so and so, but Kavanah Torah, there's a concept of Kavanah Torah. We really want to be Kavanah Torah. Talmud Chacham knows a lot of Torah, so therefore we stand in front of a Talmud Chacham. Alternatively, could be that the Chiyuv Amida of a Talmud Chacham is in what? In the person himself, the Talmud Chacham himself. Maybe it's not in Kavanah Torah, it's in the Talmud Chacham Atzma. Obviously, he studied Torah, but it's not that we're mechaved the Torah, we're mechaved the person. The Lashon of the Gemara, Misha Kana Chachma. So, Rilchazim probably would say, is it in the Kana? Or is it in the Chachma? The Chachma he has, so maybe we're standing for the Torah. Or is it the Kana? He's a person who is Kana Chachma. This question, I think, might be highlighted by a steer in Gemara's, the Gemara Kedushin Lam Gimel, on Bay's asked the following question: do you have a chiyuv to stand in front of a sefer Torah? If you stand in front of a Talmud Chacham, certainly you stand in front of the Torah. So you don't have to learn the Gemara this way, but I think the passage of the Gemara is that when you stand in front of a Talmud Chacham, that you're standing in front of him because he knows Torah. But the Rishonim point out the Gemara Makas and Chaf Bay's on Bay seems to contradict this. People are foolish. They stand in front of a sefer Torah, but look, they don't stand in front of a Talmud Chacham. Torah says you give a chiyuv of Malkus, 40 Malkus, or Ba'im Yakenu, and Chazal tell us, that doesn't mean 40, it means 39. So Chazal give us the correct interpretation of the Torah. So who's greater, the Torah or Chachamim? So on some level, Chachamim, who tell us how to interpret the Torah correctly, are greater, and therefore if you stand in front of a Sefer Torah, it's foolish not to stand in front of a Talmud Chacham. So the Rishonim, like I said, ask a Stira. I'm not going to go into the various explanations they give to answer, but I think the Gemara Kedushin, at least, could be understood as claiming that we stand in front of a Talmud Chacham because he knows Torah. The chiyuv to stand in front of a Talmud Chacham is we didn't cover the Torah, not we didn't cover the Talmud Chacham himself.
Question? Huh?
So this is a very basic chakira. I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. The first, maybe it shouldn't be the first, but the first item in the sheet here is the question of the reason for the mitzvah. The Chinuch writes, "Mishar she mitzvah fisha ikar heyos ha'adam nivra ba'olam hu lifnei ha'chochma k'dei sheyakir boro." We were created to recognize Hashem through chochma. Al kein ra'i lifnei adam l'chavid mishahisig osa. We should honor those who have achieved chochma. achieve the connection to Hashem. When we talk Kakis Oru Acherim Aleh, we want to encourage people to study. So we honor, it sounds almost like Shulei Shema, we give honor to people who have achieved this goal. So a lot of people will say, oh, I also want to have honor, I guess. It seems, again, a little bit odd. We say it's not Shulei Shema, but we don't seem to encourage it so much. In any case, the Chinuch writes that we're trying to encourage people to achieve Chochmah, to connect to Hashem. And therefore, we honor those who have achieved that level. The Ran, though, in Kedushin and Yudalit Amud Aleph in the Rif, writes, Shalosivsa Torah v'chocham, elif tesha chochmah v'yidei maisim. Why do you have to honor, why do you have to stand in front of a chocham? Because he probably did a lot of maisim tovim. Lefi shalapirsha Torah v'maase, kamosha pirsha v'chochmah. Lefish ena hechsher ha'maisa galui kamosha yitzran ha'chechsher ha'chochmah nira l'kom. First of all, you're doing chesed all day. And you meet a mishul, you don't know. You can't see that he did all the chesed. But if a guy sat in the Beis Midrash and learned a lot, so then you ask him a shayla, he knows the answer. So the Ran says a very surprising thing. The Ran says, really, we don't want to honor the Chacham, qua Chacham. What do we want to honor? The Masim Tovim they did. The assumption is if you learned a lot of Torah, you also did a lot of Masim Tovim, which should be a good assumption. It's not always the case, but it's a good assumption. So the Ran, I think, is very clear. The Ran is telling us, in terms of Baruch HaKira, are we honoring Kavanah Torah here, or are we honoring the Talmud Chacham, the things he did? What would the Ran say here? Pardon? The Talmud Chacham, because it's not about the Torah, it's about the Ma'asim he did. Just if we learned a lot, we still need to do a lot of Ma'asim. The Chinuch, I think probably could go both ways, but he's on one hand emphasizing the Chochmah per se, the Chochmah is important, Shiyakir Boro. Okay, Royal Bnei Adam, Lechavi, Mishihisig Osa, Mitochakis Aru Acherim. So you remember the person. Lechavi, Mishihisig Osa, the goal, the ultimate goal is to have Chochmah, right? Kavanah Torah. But technically, what you're doing now is honoring this Talmud Chochmah as a person in order to encourage others to learn Torah. So I don't know if it really fits into this Chakira so much, but the Ran certainly says, we're honoring the person, because the person, we don't care about the Torah per se. Really, the Chochmah is a prerequisite or a machshir for Ma'asim, and if he has a lot of Chochmah, so he has a lot of Ma'asim.
If the emphasis in Mitochakis Oru Acherim, wouldn't that make it more about Torah?
So I think that's the ultimate goal in the Chinuch. That's what I originally wanted to say, but then I was thinking about it more, because if you look at the Lashon, Al-Kin Roy Levinei Adam L'chavin Mishi Hizik Osa, meaning it's a little ambiguous. You're saying the ultimate goal.
Right. That line is ambiguous, so Mishi Hizik Osa could still be about the Torah itself.
So you think the Chinuch should be over here, cover the Torah?
If I had to pick, I would have picked that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think it's Mukhach the Ran. I think it's more Mukhrach. We're talking about the person, the Gavr Talmud Chacham, right? But not even for the Torah he has, just for the Masim that he, Mistoma, did. The Ran, in that same piece, has a very big Chiddush, the next source. Lefikach Nira Lomar. Shekol shemuchzak bebalmaisim in sofik beinenu kerevichia cheskel omni mefanav. Even as man is in Amaretz, there's a chiyuv to stand in front of a tzaddik. This guy started in Yad Zara. He's always doing chesed. He doesn't know how to open a mishnah berurah. There's a chiyuv to stand in front of him because he's a balmaisim. Obviously, the Ran Mishitaso is telling us we're honoring the gavra, not the Torah. This person doesn't have Torah. He's just a balmaisim, and therefore there's a chiyuv to stand in front of him. So the second Achkamina, question of a tzaddik she'in bo Torah. This is obviously rare. So rare, but for a person to really be in that madrigal without Torah, okay, maybe he doesn't have such great scholarship, he has some Torah, but it wouldn't be right to stand for else's Torah.
Yeah, like post-Holocaust, you know, that a little bit more.
People didn't go to school.
Right.
So, in Achanami. So the Ran said, Mishitaso, Chaya, obviously it's about Kavanah Torah, so it's very nice he's a tzaddik, but if he doesn't have so much Torah, there's no chiyuv to stand in front of him.
So, it's great to put it on that side, the whole chav, the person that he's talking about, Tom Chacham.
Say that again?
Saying that he's fighting the Chakira.
I mean, this is an expansion. The original Chakira was, is it the Torah he learned?
Or is it?
So is it the stand in front of the Torah, or the fact that he learned the Torah? So obviously he needs the Torah. The Ran is saying, it's one step further, it's the Gavra, who the Torah is really a hekitimsa for the Maisim, and here you have a person who has the Maisim and not the Torah. It's certainly expansion, it's not obvious, but that's what the Ran says. I mean, that's The next afkamina, which maybe we should have started with, is a question of mechila. Can a Talmud Chacham be mochel? So the Gemara says, "Kedushin Lam Beizim with Aleph, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Chista, Ha'af Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Mochel." And most of us don't stand for our parents when they come into our room because we assume they were mochel. Ha'Rav Shemachal Kvodo Ein Kvodo Mochel. According to Rav Yitzchak Bar Shila, you have to stand up for your Rebbe even if he's mochel. Rav Yosef Amar Afilu Ha'Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Mochel. Rav Yosef says, "No, Kvodo Mochel." Shneimar Hashem Holich Lifneim Yom. Amar Rava, Haki Hashta, Hasam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Alma Dileyu V'Torah Dileyu Mochel Leilik Yikre Hashem Kli Mochel. Haka Torah Dileyu, is it his Torah? How can Halakha be Mochel? So we have a debate here. Can a Halakha be Mochel on his Kavod? The first opinion is Harav Shemachal Kvodo Ein Kvodo Mochel. It's not Torah Dileyu. It's not his Torah. And the Rav says no, a Rav can be Mochel on his Kavod. So the Gemara answers, Hadam Rava, Rava himself was Choserbo, and he explained, like Rav Yosef, in Torah Dileihu, Dechsiv, Torah So Yege, Yom V'Layla, very fascinating idea. Torah So Yege, Talmud Chacham's Torah, he can be Moch. So the question of Mechila might be an afternoon of this Chakira. Can he be Moch? If it's a function of the cover for the Talmud Chacham himself, then should Mechila work? Mechila should work. Mechila, whereas if it's a function of Kavra Torah, then you might say it's not your Torah. Now, Chapa the Gemara, Rava says Torah Sidilei. The Gemara seems to be saying that according to both Stavim, Mechila would work because it's Torah Sidilei. But the Pashtos, there will be a Mechila if it's a Kedim Kavra Torah, whereas if it's a Din of the Kavra Talmud Chacham himself, the Kavra Talmud Chacham, then Mechila would work. Put in brackets here, if it's Torah, so even if it's not covered Torah, it's his Torah, therefore he can be Mochel, which is a very, very powerful idea, has to be developed. I'm not going to do that right now. So, just to summarize, Lamaisa, I don't see this as an afkamina, that's why I didn't bring it originally, but without the explanation of Rav at the end, just the machlokas between Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef, does Mechila work? That would be a good nafkamina. The way Rava explains in the end, it seems to say it's not nafkamina. And even if you didn't hold didn't cover the Torah, it's Torah delay, and therefore it wouldn't be an nafkamina. Okay. What about a Talmud Chacham who's blind? Is there a chiyuv to stand in front of a Talmud Chacham who's blind? So what do you taina? He doesn't know. If assumption is he doesn't know, he's blind. Whereas if he's in the cover of the Torah, then what? Then Lachari, the chief stand, even though he doesn't appreciate the fact that you're standing for him. Now, again, it's a little complicated here because it could be others will see you. Chinuch holds that it's been others seeing him. So maybe others will, but let's say. Okay. In any case, there's a debate here in the Achronim. Is a chief stand in front of a Talmud Chacham Suma, the Ginas Bradim, or the Prima Godim? He says like this, Asher Sha'alti Mechayev Lakum Yukami Talmud Chacham Saginar. Do you have to stand in front of a Talmud Chacham who's blind? Taha came in the Ino Margish with the less like Hidur. There's no Hidur, Ino Margish. But then came in the Iko Hidur of a cover, the Ine Haroim, the Chayiv Asas of a cover. He emphasizes the Roim. And if you look at the Share Ephraim, it's Ephraim Akoim, Vilna, 17th century, it's Talmud of the Chalkas Machokek. It says, Imke Muchak, we said the Afshar Rabba Ino Roe, Machuyev, the Talmud Lama, the fun of Yuzachiv to stand. So this is the Chalkas Achronim, it's a Chiv to stand in front of the Talmud Chokom, who is blind. So like we just said, it could be this is an afkamina, Talmud Chacham Suma. If it's a did in Kavada Torah, Zalchara, certainly Yesh Chayyub. If it's a did in Talmud Chacham himself, I mean, say Zalchara is Potter, he won't be appreciated. Unless you say that the Roim, Ach, Lumai Chayyub, Ne'aroim, meaning it could be the din of Talmud Chacham himself, but there's a din of Ne'aroim, and therefore you would have a chiyuv through the back door. Yeah.
Once you're saying that, so then you don't even have to get onto a blind Talmud Chacham. Just say it. You could be okay. What if you can tell he can't see you? You can see him.
He's looking the other way. He's looking the other way.
Yeah.
So okay. I wonder if there's a discussion about that.
No, I find it surprising because like the Gemara is placed in my memory. The Gemara's Kedushin, Sugi Be'ad, if you could see like the difference.
But Rabba Muva, but Rabba Muva can see it's below Eina. But Rabba Eina Muva can see Dalai Lama.
Right, Dalai Lama. But the Gemara never like introduces this idea that we'll see. You.
Picking up on that same point that Natan mentioned, the Gemara speaks about this distinction between Rav Muvak and Rav Eshena Muvak. So the Gemara says that by Rav Eshena Muvak you have Dalai Lamas, Rav Muvak even Melo Einav. So the Ritva is a Kvalin Kasha. Hadam Rina by Rav Eshena Muvak only if you Dalai Lamas Kashali. Typically, Davi Talmud Chacham. What does it mean Rav Eshena Muvak? Any Talmud Chacham you have to stand up. What's the Cheshivas of Rav Eshena Muvak? It's a regular din of a Talmud Chacham. For Rav or Belozer we met. I'm a doctor. We can't say Ein Chiyuv Amidu Fini Talmud Chacham. We derive say Amidu Rabbanan. The Yireim has a huge chiddush. The Yireim says there's no chiyuv to stand in front of a Talmud Chacham if he's not your Rebbe. If he's your Rebbe, even in a Muvak, there's a chiyuv to talk to Amos. If he's not, your Rebbe, there's no chiyuv in a Torah to stand up. It's only a chiyuv in the Rabbanan. Kedamrina Perik Elu Hema Golin Alokin Akama Tipshai Hani Inshi. That's what I quoted earlier. Go to Makas. The Ein Zanachon. So the Ritva argues, and most Jerusalem argues, there is a chiyuv mitzvah to stand in front of Talmud Chacham, even if it's not your Rebbe. So, what's Trad in the Yireim? The Yireim holds there's a mitzvah to stand in front of a Talmud Chacham if he taught you. Even if he's ain't a muvak, but he taught you something. He didn't teach you, there's no chiyuv to stand in front of him. So, if it's a din in Kabbalah Torah, that's ridiculous. What's the difference? Is he taught you or not? Rav Shalolinda. Rav Shalolinda. First time we're talking Shalolinda. So, if it's a din covered a Torah, so of course there's a chiv. It's hard to say in the Yireim. The Yireim is very, very difficult to justify. Say like there is, of course there's a chiv in a Torah to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. If it's a din of Talmud Chacham himself, so again, it's not obvious at all, but there's room to suggest, like the Yireim, that maybe it's Talmud Chacham who you have a relationship with, somebody who taught you, somebody who was maybe Otzkal Chayyam Laba, and therefore potentially Ulai Patur. Now with the Yireim, again, I've said this to be smart, but the Yireim says it, you have to try to understand it. The Yireim could fit with this understanding, although it certainly is a chiddush. Another nafkamina, the question of Yonik Chachim. You have a Talmud Chacham. Usually, when you think of a Talmud Chacham, you think of a man with a long beard. You know, when I think of a Lichtenstein, he didn't have a long beard. But okay, a person who is elderly. What happens if the guy is 25 years old and he knows Rav Yerushalmi? He's a fantastic Talmud Chacham. Is there a chiyuv to stand in front of such a person who is very young but very wise? So the Gemara in Kedushin records a debate about this issue. Rav Yosi Aglili, Hanatana Kama, Ika Minay Yonik Chacham. The Gemara is a Mechulkas Brisa between 3 days. The Gemara wonders, the Tanakam and Rav Yosi Glila are saying, the Gemara says, no, there's a nafkamina, Yannick Mechachim. Tanakam is sovereign Yannick Mechachim, lo. Yosi Glila is sovereign, a feel Yannick Mechachim. Tanakam thinks that you don't stand up in front of a 25-year-old, even if he's brilliant and goes along. And Rav Yosi Glila says, no, if he's Chachim, even if it's Yannick, you're Chayev. Feel Yannick Mechachim, you're Chayev. So this too might potentially be a nafkamina. Yannick Mechachim is young, but he's wise. Chachim. So if it's in Kavanah Torah, so he's Chachim, he's Chayiv. If it's din in the Talmud Chacham, again, I would think also you're Chayiv. Tasha says he's sad, he learns. Okay, he's extraordinarily brilliant, but he probably applied himself. But just like I suggested before for the Arayim, Ulai Potter, maybe there's a time to say that you need a person who has a certain seniority, a certain amount of hours. The fact that he very quickly had a tfisa, it's very nice. But it doesn't require necessarily to understand it because maybe there's a certain shear, a certain threshold that you have to reach before the Mechayev people stand up, potentially. Again, these are a suggestion to explain Chitas Rav Yosi Glili. Excuse me, Tanakama, thank you. But it's certainly not Mukhach. There's an interesting Gemara, Kedushin Lama Gimel Beis, discusses the question of how many times a day you should stand in front of a Rebbe. Amar of Eivu, Amar of Yanai, Ein Talmud Chacham, Rashi Lama, Nifni Rabo, Elashachis V'Arvis. You should only stand twice a day. Kedesh Leah Kavod Miruba Mikavod Shemayim. How many times a day do we say Kriyashma? Say Kriyashma in the morning, say Kriyashma in the evening. So, is it appropriate to stand in front of your Rebbe more than twice a day? So the Gemara says no. Rebbe says you shouldn't stand in front of Talmud Chacham more than twice a day.
Is it different also? Is it
staff
by
Talmud
Chacham
more
than twice a day?
Meaning, if it wasn't Talmud Chacham, then it would be allowed? I think the assumption is the Talmud we call Talmud Chacham, we mean like a scholar. Once upon a time, a Chacham like the Sfardim, still today, a Chacham of Adya, and the Talmud Chacham is us. We're the Talmud Chacham. We're students of the Chacham. So I think the assumption is just that he's around his Rebbe, that everybody else is at work, so it's not a Shiloh. The student is in the Beis Medrash, and he's going to see his Rebbe 6 times during the day. So does he behave to stand? That's what I would have assumed. You could argue and try to say a pshat, but in the pashas, I don't see so much significance in that. And you could discuss whether or not it's a din in Rabbo versus any Talmud Chacham. We'll get a little later in terms of the distinction between standing in front of a Rebbe versus a Talmud Chacham, but that could be relevant here. But either way, what's interesting is that the Meiri brings a daya, it tries to whitewash this Gemara. Yesh mefarshim, shmuzu, she'eno chayav. The fashion of the Gemara, it's usher. It's usher to stand. You don't want to show that your coverage for your Rebbe is greater than coverage for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom. You say, Mora Shemayim, Kimor, Mora Ravka, Kimor Hashem, it shouldn't be greater. The Meiri says, Yesh mefarshim, shmuzu, she'eno chayav. Mekom akal yim rotza la'az vin asmel me'a pa'amim, la'adam echan mutter. So he says it's kavod shemayim to stand for your Rebbe. So obviously this is a chiddush. Inu rashai sounds like it's awesome. No, inu chayim, you're not obligated. So here too, what's proud in this day? Number 7, kima kama pa'amim, one twice a day, kama pa'amim yom. So if it's a din in honoring the Talmud Chacham himself, should it be allowed to stand more than twice a day? Or should it be usur? Usur. Pashas the Gemara, it's usur. It's usur. Whereas if it's a din in covet a Torah, right? Like I said before, we'll covet a Torah, maybe we'll covet a Hashem. Right? What's the lashon of Meiri? Shehari kovod shamayim. Shehari kovod shamayim. It's interesting, he quotes this Gemara brachas. I'm not exactly sure what the make of it. Lavai shispal kol yom. Lavai shispal kol yom means that, you know, we say zman talmud l'chod, zman tefillah l'chod, and davening is wonderful, daven all day. We don't say davening is meinich rayon. So just like that, you should also stand for your Rebbe the whole time. It's not 100% clear.
Oh, you're just saying that it's not going to be, the rishus is not going to be merubah from kol
shanayim.
Since the chiyuv of kol shanayim is twice a day, so the chiyuv of kavod adam can't be greater than that. But the rishus of kol shanayim is kol hayom, so then so too.
Just like if it rishus davening all day, he also rishus to stand up all day. But he calls it kavod shanayim. He calls standing up for your Rebbe kavod shanayim.
Yeah, I thought you said shayrei did kavod shanayim. You see that when it comes to kavod shanayim, you say the lavai shesval and kol mikul.
So he's not calling standing for your Rebbe kavod shanayim.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I thought he was just saying shayrei did kavod shanayim.
So you misunderstood this. Okay, thank you for the correction.
I still think it fits with what you're saying.
Right. Okay. If it's not as music and lashon, but you're saying, but okay. I misread it. Either way, lemaisa the shita of the Meiri, big chiddush. You're allowed to stand for your Rebbe as much as you want. You're not chayiv to. You're allowed to. How would that make sense? It would make sense l'chora if it's covered a Torah. If it's covered in the gavra, then you're already having this person more than a kosh baruch hu. You only say kriyas shema twice a day. How can you stand for him 10 times a day? If it's covered a Torah, so ulai mutar. Like the Meiri suggests. Thank you. Another discussion I saw in the Chronim, question of standing in front of your Rebbe b'shas tefillah. Rebbe comes in to davening, you're sitting there davening. Should you stand up while you're davening? You're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is it appropriate to stand for your Rebbe when you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, quotes an interesting shita. B'shas tefila ein lakum ifnei tamal chacham. Tein cholkin kavod l'tam v'makom rav. How can you honor your Rebbe in the middle of tefila? U'mi'ah korbanos ad aleinu l'tzrabeach tzorech kavod. From korbanos till the end of aleinu, that's all tzorech kavod. Al derech ha'emes. Right? The Sfarim have aleinu at the very end. We have aleinu before Shir Shal Yom, before. So from korbanos till the very end. Yosef. Chazal tell us when Yaakov met Yosef, so Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. The pasuk says that one person cried, so Chazal say that Yosef was crying, and Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. Right, there's a famous Ramban, and the Ramban says, it's a Davar Yadua, who cried? He argues in Chazal, he says, who's crying? The father is crying. The son, the Ben HaMolek, is not crying. But fine. In Chazal, Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema, and Yosef was crying. Umi Omar, Shayab Fasuk Rishon Dafka. Strange. He says, maybe he was in the middle of Pesuk Nezimra. And he still, he's, right? Maybe he was in the middle of Pesuk Nezimra. So what's the Raya? In the middle of Pesuk Nezimra. I forget the exact question. It's a pretty Shper Raya. So he says here, Shuvus Ksav Yad Achad Kadosh. This is brought down in the name of some person who was killed in Kiddush Hashem. V'lesnu Lahani Mili. This is totally wrong. V'lav Samchu. My demaisim Yaakov Avinu Shakora Shema Mi Amar Shayim Pasuk Rishon Ein Tzarech Lahashiv. Umi Shama Kazos Hayesh Beze Haroe Man Demaisi Raya Latina Mikoch Mi Amar. Says, how can you read a Raya? I forget exactly. I have to look back to see exact Raya. But maybe it wasn't in. Maybe it wasn't the first pasuk. So he could have stopped, and he still didn't stop. Some cheshbon. I forget exact cheshbon. So Mashal Kazos Dika Kavod Makom V'Amru In Cholkin Kavod Lachal Makarav Inu Mechover. Then I mean the Amud Bifnei Chachamim Mitzvus Esei V'Kavod Makom Yisrael V'Lishmo Yisvosav. So the Rishon says it's not true. You're in the middle of davening. You stand up. In the middle of the first pasuk, there's a question of maybe you shouldn't do anything. But if you know if there's a kriyas kriyashma, stand up, you're ready. There's no such thing. There's no p'tor. But this tshuva that he quotes from Kadosh Echad, from somebody who's killed Kiddush Hashem, thinks that when you're davening, you're totally p'tor from. There's other svaras as far as the mitzvah comes up when they collect the shnor in the middle of davening. People have to give tzedaka. Maybe they shouldn't be coming, but if they are coming, do you have to stop or not? Okay, I'm going into that right now. I just want to highlight that there's a debate here between this daya that he quotes and he rejects. Namely, the daya that he quotes is that you're not obligated to stand during davening because you don't want to kole kavod l'talmid makom rav. And the Birkei Yosef rejects it and says it's a mitzvah essay. The kavod hamakom misrabe lishmor mitzvosav. I would have been happier had a stronger formulation. He says it's kavod hamakom to keep the mitzvahs. I would have been happier had he said it's kavod hamakom. It's kavod haTorah. But certainly the day that he quotes is saying it's dinat talmud chacham. You can't stand in front of the talmud chacham because you're talking to Hashem. It's a bezayon. Dinat the talmud chacham himself. Whereas the chidah himself seems to reject that. And one way of learning it, as long as we can his words, is to say it's din kavod haTorah. So here, put on the board, b'shas haTefillah. B'shas haTefillah. It's din kavod haTorah, you would say, chayav lamud. Whereas if it's din talmud chacham himself, ulai poter, again, these are all weak shitas. You could say it's din talmud chacham, you're still chayav, like the chidah seems to say, that it's a mitzvah, it's kavod hamakom to give kavod to talmud chacham. So it's not a chisaron in kavod hamakom, but a number of the shitas I quoted, the day in the Meiri, and this day according to the Chidah, are Yoreim. They're days that could be explained based on this chakira, even though I admit they're generally variant shitas, they're not the mainstream shitas in the region. Okay. Another nafkamina to this question is the issue of standing in front of a woman who's talmud chacham. This wasn't so common. Thanks to Reb Lichtenstein, this is much more common. He not only taught his daughters, but he started giving a shir in Migdal Oz, and he had a whole shir of women. And there are many women who are talmidei chachamim, or talmidot chachamim, I guess, much in his merit. And the question becomes, is there an obligation to stand in front of a woman who is a Talmida Chachama? So this is a Machlokas Achronin. Michas Chinuch says, you're Pater. V'vada yin tzarek la'amud ifnei isha, af shehi Chachama shalom da Torah, mikom akam ein chachma l'isha ela v'pelech. V'chol hadinim shetzarek chacham v'vada yin l'shayach v'isha, af shehi Chachama, even though she actually knows, de'ina nikra chacham rak im mitzuve l'ilmod v'liknos chachma. A woman is Pater for Talmud Torah, Even that you can handle with, because we know that they have to learn what they need to know, which is, you know, all of Shulchan Aruch. So to know Shulchan Aruch, you need to know Shas. And Rav Lichtenstein needs to say, Avos Hashem. What the Rambam writes, Avos Hashem is through Talmud Torah, so a woman has to learn Torah for Avos Hashem. But in any case, strictly speaking, Limatem, Osam, Venechem, 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 there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Wait, well, even though the Rambam says explicitly there's schar, but there's no chiyuv. So the Mechinach thinks it's all a question of chiyuv. If you're not mitzuva lilmad, if you don't have to learn, you're not, there's no chiyuv to stand. Whereas the Shus Beit Yehuda writes in Yoredei Chof Ches, the keva di chayeves l'chabed acherim, kam acherim chayavim l'chvoda, yim yizakein ha'chachama. He assumes over Pashut that there's an obligation to stand in front of an elderly woman or a knowledgeable woman. V'alei Pashut techol minei kovach chayavim l'asus l'ish, hu hadin l'ish. So the Beis Yehuda assumes that there's a chiyuv to stand in front of a yisha chachama. What could this machlokas achronim be tali on? I'm running out of space, I'll put it over here. Number 9. Isha chachama. If it's a din in Kavod HaTorah, what do you taina? Chai. Chai, right? Maisa she has Torah, the Rambam writes explicitly, there's a discussion of a woman in the Chaim Mitzvah's essay, she has one drama. She takes a lulav, because she gets schar. Pashas she gets schar, we Ashkenazim say brachas. Sfarim don't say brachas. Pashas she gets schar. There's a day that they don't take schar. But the Rambam writes explicitly that a woman who learns Torah gets schar. It's fortunately in the Mishnah. that we should teach Torah to your daughter, according to one opinion in Tanayim, in order that she should have the schar, should help her if she comes to Sota. Not the most positive context, but it's clear that the woman gets scarred. So if it's in the Kavod HaTorah, she knows Torah. Right? If it's a din in the Gavra Talmud Chacham, then what? You could say, she has a chiyuv to learn, so Mela is okay. We could argue that, but the same. So we saw here, one more nafkamina, question of Mina Mitzvahs. So if you look at the Baha'i counts the chiyuv to stand in front of a zaki. The chiyuv to stand in front of a chacham is two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah kuf samach zayin and kuf samach ches. Whereas other rishonim, ka'onim, count them as one. The Urim, for example, in Reshal Megimel, lakum fei seva, v'lahad fei zaki. Counts it as one mitzvah. So, it's probably a question of it's one from one pasuk. It's one from one pasuk. Maybe it should be one mitzvah or maybe not. But potentially you could link this, again, tentatively, minyan mitzvahs, and you would argue that if it's a question of the mechavid person, so there are a number of people that's mechavid in Yahadus, you have to mechavid as Zaken, you have to mechavid Tam Chacham, so maybe we'll group them together, these are people who deserve our cover. Yeah, I'm not going to mechavid also Melech, but they're in the same, potentially it can make sense to mechavid. Whereas if there's a mitzvah that's mechavid as Zaken, there's a mitzvah of having the Torah, like standing in front of Talmud Chacham, it makes more sense that they're really totally separate mitzvahs, so you count it as two individual and separate mitzvahs like the Bahag does. So what we saw here so far was the question of whether or not when you stand in front of Talmud Chacham, you're really to wait in the Mechabit the Torah. And the Talmud Chacham has Torah. Or no, we want to Mechabit Talmud Chacham as Talmud Chacham because he spent time studying Torah. It's not like Yireh, but I think it's certainly a different understanding. And I explored some 10 nafkaminas to this question. What I want to do now is present the possibility of two dinim, or two arutzim. So if you look here at the Gemara, source number 20, the Gemara Kedushin, Lamed Beis on Beis, the Gemara tells us a story. Rav Papa having mashki be hilula d'ava mar berei, v'dala le kasa, le rav yitzchak berei, de rav Yehuda, v'lo kami kamei. So he didn't stand up. V'ikbir, afilu hachi, hider mivayale bo. So the Gemara is discussing the concept of mechila. Mechila works. We said mechila works. But even though mechila works, it's still what's known as hider. You ever see people like kind of like start to stand up like a little bit? That actually has some halacha significance. That's known as hider. And even though the Rebbe is mochel, there's still an inyan to maybe even a chiyuv to be mahadir, to try to show that you would be interested in standing up. And likewise, the Hagos Ramonios writes in reference to a Rebbe and a Talmud. Talmud is a Talmud Chacham. Talmud is a big Talmud Chacham. So should the Rebbe stand up? Should he do Hidur? Says Talmud. So Hagos Ramonios writes, we can't pass the Rebbe to Simcha, she ain't a Rav Tarech La'amor if they tell me though. The Rebbe never has to stand in front of his Talmud. Even if the Talmud is greater than the Rebbe. So there's an Indian, apparently, it's in this Gemara by Mechila, to do Hidur for a Talmud. So what's this idea of Hidur? There's Kima, and there's Hidur. So let's put on the board. Hidur and Kima. So, what's the problem with Hidur? So this probably requires more analysis, but just as a suggestion, thought to say that maybe after the Mechila, so Mitzad the Gavra, he was Mocha. From Mitzad, Kavra Torah, you still require Hidur. Maybe there are two dinim here. Maybe when you stand for Tam Chacham, you're standing up for him because he knows Torah, and because he worked hard to learn Torah. So he's mochel, he was mochel in his chelek, right? Even though the Gemara seems to indicate the Torah, so even the Torah itself is Torah delay, but you could suggest that no, he's mochel only on his chelek, his amelus in learning Torah. That's the Torah. But the fact that he knows Torah, that still requires some type of hidden. Or likewise, with the Talmud and a Rebbe, maybe that same idea would exist. Another potential sugya where you see the Tzvei Dinin is a tzugi of a Talmud Chacham Shashachach Talmud, people, there are all sorts of illnesses, people get in old age, they forget what they learn, and sometimes, unfortunately. So the Gemara tells us, Tznan Yehuda Omer, Bizaru Bezakin Shashachach Talmud, Machmas Onso, Damrina Luchos, Veshivri Luchos, Menachos Baron, that sometimes a person reaches a stage where they're Shivri Luchos. But Shivri Luchos were also in Aaron, and therefore if Mechamed Talmud Chacham, even if he's at that point where he doesn't remember his learning. So there's a question, is this Doraisa, is this Rabbanon, what exactly the nature of this is, but there's some type of Chiyuv Kavod for a Talmud Chacham Shachach Talmudo. So the Rav in the Rishimos, it's a big piece, I didn't have room on the sheet, but it's worthwhile to read, he develops this idea that Tzvei Dinim, L'fizeh Nireh, L'vayer, it's a Gemara Didan, the Chiyuv L'chavi Talmud Chacham Shachach Talmudo, Mishum D'afal Pisha Chasir Lo B'yediyas HaTorah, V'kol Kam Chalos Kedushas HaGuf Shachala Bo Lopaka. He develops the Luchos themselves, that the Luchos had a din of the Sefer Torah, they also had a din of Kedusha, and the Sefer Torah is Batel, but the Kedusha is a Guf, isn't Batel. Okay, this would be the opposite of Achamina. Tam Chacham, Shashach Talmudo, Mitzad the Torah, he's Mocha, and Mitzad Kedusha, there's no more Torah, he doesn't remember anything. From Mitzad the person, the Gavra Talmud Chacham, this is a person who sat and learned for years, taught Talmidim. This is a person who requires our respect. So these two nafkaminas of Hidur and Talmud Chacham Shashach Talmudo might highlight the two stadim, that Hidur might be Mitzad the Kavra Torah, even after the Rav is Mochel, and vice versa, the Talmud Chacham Shashach Talmudo could be Mitzad the Torah, Shachach Talmudo. So Mitzad the Gavra, he's still a person who requires our respect. And lastly, the question of Kima, if they Rav Muvak, Rav Ash'ena Muvak, any Talmud Chacham, I alluded to before, the Shita of the Yireim, the Ritva quotes, what shot? Is there a Chiyuv to stand in front of any Talmud Chacham? Is there a Chiyuv to stand in front of anybody who learned something from? Is it only Rav Muvak? And of course, there are many issues, many details. There's a famous Brisker Rav about this. I'm not going to get into all the details, but certainly it makes good sense to say that when it comes to any Talmud Chacham, it's been in the Kabbalah Torah. He knows the Torah. Whereas when it's your Rebbe, your Rebbe Mubak, so that's a function of the personal relationship. It's the God of Talmud Chacham we have a relationship with. Again, putting the word relationship to make the figure, but I think it makes a lot of sense to say that God of Talmud Chacham, maybe it's limited to a person who we learned something from. Some Talmud Chacham might be a din in the Kabbalah Torah per se, although certainly not Mukhra. Just to conclude, there's a piece here from Degel Machan Ephraim, the grandson of the Besht. They say that Takum Vadarta Pnei Zaken, Isa be Gemara Zaken Zeshakana Chachma. We started with this Gemara Zaken Shakana Chachma. Bitzarach Lahavin Heichan Rimi Isbo Rashi Teva Zaken Halo Ena Rak Zeshakana. Zaken is abbreviation Zeshakana. But where's the Chachma? There's no Ches. V'yesh l'farish b'zeh al derech chochmas adam tayir panav. The pasuk in Koheles that the chochma person makes them glow. V'aynu she yesh la adam chachma yesh la hadras panim. Vihine kan amar radarta pene zokin haino she tira she ye le hadras panim. It's a hadarta. It's zeshakana hadar. Zeshakana hadar. What's the hadar? The hadar is the chachma. The chachma gives a person a certain haras panim, as like the pasuk says, chachmas adam tayer panav. So the Torah doesn't have to say Zeshakana Chachma. It's just Zeshakana Hadar, and the Hadar comes through the Chachma. So if people were Zochet to see Rav Lichtenstein, you know, Motzei Yom Kippur dancing, or in Simchas Torah, you saw his beauty, you saw the Hadar, the Chachmas Adam Tayer Panav, so you were Zochet. And those who weren't Zochet to see him in person still have the skus to learn from his Svarim and from his Talmidim. And we should only continue to follow in his path, La'ad. Yizeh Chor Baruch.